Now we're dealing here, friends, with profound principles and great divine truth. Now we have, and I'd like to give you the outline of the book as I have outlined it, very simple. You have here a great drama, and it opens in the first two chapters, and it's prose. I'll come back to that. Then you have the dialogue, that's poetry, from chapter 2, verse 11, through the last chapter, verse 6. And we'll see that. We'll see that Job there has this tremendous dialogue with his friends. And then we have, finally, God breaking upon the scene. Now the epilogue, and that's prose, chapter 42, verse 7, through the rest of the book. Now let's come back to the drama. We have here five scenes. Scene one is in the land of Uz, and Job's in prosperity and serenity. That's the first five verses. Then in scene two, we switch to heaven, and we hear Satan's slander of God and Job, and God permits it, verse 6 through 12. And then scene three, the land of Uz again, and we see the trouble begins to come to Job, the loss of his children and his wealth, in verses 13 through 22. Then the scene goes back to heaven in chapter 2, and in the first six verses, it's God and Satan again. Then, finally, we come back to the earth in verse 7 of chapter 2 through 10, and you have the land of Uz. And we see Job's loss of health and also of his wife's sympathy. Now, this is a tremendous book, by the way. And we're going to see what actually Satan is doing to this man, stripping him of everything so he will deny God. And actually, as even his wife suggested, curse God and die.